Well, I will say that, you know, until we started the project, which was in 2009, the Chicana Por Mi Raza Digital Archive Project, the resources were not out there. There's a few collections, the Mexican American Papers Project at the Benson Latin American Collection at UT. I think there's a pretty significant archive at San Diego State and UC San Diego and in a few other places. But in fact, our archive was very paltry, and it's one of the reasons why we did not have a lot of history books about Chicanas. And in fact, you know, Maylee Blackwell, when she wrote her book, Chicana Power, you know, she built her own archive. Literally, she spoke to women, she looked at their documents, and she made sure that that archive was collected at, I believe, UC Santa Barbara. So we have had to build the archive from the ground, and the way we do this, you know, is by talking to mujeres, scanning, at least in our project, scanning their materials and digitizing them and cataloging them, organizing them in a central repository so we can have those images. The cover of the book is a self-portrait by Chicana photographer and filmmaker Nancy de los Santos, which her work was recovered as part of the Chicana Por Mi Raza Digital Memory Collective. We would not have access to her incredible photos if we had not gone, two Chicanas had not gone to talk to her and scanned 3,000 items. I mean, it took an immense amount of labor to do that. But creating this central repository for this history, we think is vital. It's true, a lot of the images for the Chicana Movidas book were drawn from this central repository. I think this also speaks to collaboration, multi-generational collaboration, Chicana scholars collaborating, the kinds of collaboration that Norma and other Chicana scholars did, you know, in the 1980s, which was so fundamental in creating organizations that support Chicana scholarship. So Chicana, this is another movida that Chicanas engage in.